from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Did you see the stat about the Cleveland Browns that they are going into the preseason here as the third oldest roster in the NFL?
Did see that prior to the show.
Yeah, it's funny.
So weird. They were the youngest roster like 5 years ago.
They were the youngest roster for a decade. When you tank.
Well, and the record indicated that.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it did. Yeah. Not their preseason record.
No.
We still
no,
got those.
No, because all of our guys were young.
Well, okay. The slightly defeating fact is that the Chiefs are the second youngest team in football. That doesn't feel great. You mean they're only going to get more experience and get better? Yeah, great. Here's the other one. The Packers, coming off a good season, they are the youngest team in the NFL. At the same point, like if you look at the top of the NFL, the 49ers are the oldest team. Surprisingly, the Texans are the second oldest team with the tied with the Dolphins. And then it's Browns, Steelers, and Buffalo Bills. All those teams were either playoff teams last year. No, all those teams were playoff teams last year. So part of me looks at this and goes, yeah, you've got the kind of experience. I also think it's funny. We've talked so much about the one-year deals, and the Browns are built on, you know, one-year deal for Za'Darius Smith, one-year deal for most of your interior defensive linemen that aren't Dalvin and the rookies or the young guys. I think Hicks is on a one-year deal. Like, you can start to look around, and there are a lot of guys on one-year deals. It's kind of what the Ravens have done since paying Lamar. Like, last year, they had Justin Madubuike on an expiring contract, his rookie contract, but they had, like, Jadeveon Clowney, Geno Stone. They had a fair amount of guys, and here's the thing, they didn't pay them all. As a matter of fact, a good deal of their sack production walked out the door. So I know we keep asking ourselves, like, well, how long do you keep doing the one-year thing? I think a fair amount of teams do that now. Like, yeah, you're always trying to draft and develop guys. But at the same point, you're also just trying to get guys in the door who can play. And sometimes the best deals you have are, like, veterans who command, like, a moderate one-year deal who you don't have long-term money tied up with. So whatever they give you is good enough.
I'm all about having a balance, you know, when it comes to these rosters. You know, it's always good to have a certain amount of veterans on your team at certain positions, especially too. But man, when you got a bunch of just really, really young guys at prominent positions, that's when you have a problem.
Well, and it's interesting because the Browns have a lot of older guys at prominent positions. Jed isn't an older guy, but he is on effectively a one-year deal.
I think when you got veterans on your offensive line, that's a mark of probably a team that's going to be decent. They're at least going to have a chance.
I think so. But where, like, you've got Conklin, who this could be his last year here. You've got Joel Bitonio, who could retire after this year. You've got Za'Darius on the other side that, you know, I think is year to year at this point in his career. And so, whereas I don't think it's like a flaw in the Death Star that you have so much committed on one-year deals or guys who seem to be on one-year spots. But I do think it speaks to an interesting spot in the Browns' championship arc where they're at. Because whether it's by, all right, we got away with multiple one-year deals for a guy who at this point we probably shouldn't be committing to multiple, a contract extension, maybe somebody else will, or maybe we shouldn't pay $30 million a year for a 30-year-old wide receiver, or maybe Joe Bitonio retires. Maybe it's not even the Browns' decision. At some point, you know, the flaw 2 years ago was they had built. Now it was year three of Barry. Now it's time for the young guys to take over. And the young guys weren't ready because the young guys weren't good enough. Or in the case of like Grant Delpit, they weren't healthy. So what I think is interesting is we're in this little bubble here where last year they did load up on a roster. They added depth. They did a lot of one-year deals. And it worked out. And so they brought a lot of those guys back this year. It'll be interesting to see who they bring back next year, but it's not entirely predicated on those guys as much as it is the young guys around those guys. Like Jerry Jeudy balling out this year and living up beyond his contract, being a really nice wide receiver, finally living up to being a top 20 pick in the NFL. That goes a long way to Amari not being here. You know, if you look at edge rusher, either Oba Okoronkwo or Alex Wright or McGuire, any of those young guys, I would dare say they have as much impact on Za'Darius Smith being here next year than Za'Darius himself does. So we always do the one-year thing, and that's I get it. I'll go back and say it's how Bruce Arians kept winning in Arizona with a flawed roster for like 5 or 6 years in a bad quarterback situation. It's how the Ravens have been able to kind of crack open that championship window when you thought it wasn't there. Certainly how they did it last year alongside a healthy Lamar. At the same point, the keeping that championship window cracked open, if you think it is for the Browns, or cracking it open this year, I think it's as much about the young guys who you've bet on, either guys that somebody else drafted that you're, you know, giving a chance to rehabilitate their career, like Jerry Jeudy and Elijah Moore, or the young guys you've drafted and Deshaun, as it is all the old heads on one-year deals are late in their career in Deshaun.
Well, listen, the time has come. Like, this team's not going to get, like, super young overnight. Like, this is a window we're in, Nick, where you've got guys kind of in that sweet spot of their contract, sweet spot of the age, actually one of the older teams in the league, and you got to win now. Otherwise, dude, and they know this, they're pretty much just putting the chips in the middle of the table here.
What are the Browns being the third oldest team in the NFL? What does that say about their championship window? I'll continue to go back to it. Really, it's about the Judys, the Zinters, the Mike Hall Jr., not Mike Hall, the Big Ten. It's about Alex Wright. It's about Ronnie Hickman's. I think if those guys step up, every year you can have different guys on one-year deals because you can backfill your roster in different ways. So what do you think that having the third oldest roster in the NFL means to the Browns championship window? Does it mean
they better do it in the next 2 years, 3 years?
I think the best – I'll still go back. I think the championship window is based on if Deshaun's any good or not and healthy. Mm-hmm. Because if you hit on your young guys, whether it's, again, those, you know, rehabbed guys or whether it's your own draft picks, you just do a better job of those things and Deshaun is healthy, then you will get to a point where the Chiefs are and the Bills are, where it's like, all right, we need to reset our pay cycle. So this is going to be a year where we maybe skimp on some veterans and we're just going to let the quarterback and young guys carry the heavy lifting there. That's the goal right there. That's the sweet spot.
Well, I mean, what do you think about the roster, though, Nick, if Deshaun has a rough start to the year or a rough year? How about that?
Define rough year. Is that health or is that performance?
I mean, plays average and the team is sort of middle of the road.
I don't think that should stop us from thinking that they can't. They'll be a lot closer with a meh Deshaun and a meh performance this year to being where they need to be than by winning 11 games with 5 quarterbacks. Because winning 11 games with five quarterbacks,
it's not sustainable. It's not something that's going to be,
yes,
you know, reproducible in the playoffs. Like, it's just not. In your, in again, you're playing teams in the playoffs that are the best of the best. It's not like we're playing, you know, little sisters of the poor in week nine.
Well, and it's also, you can always try and change the scheme a little bit more. You can always try and build the roster to suit that player a little bit more. I think it's easier to go from an 8-win team with a quarterback having a bad year to a championship team the next year with the right moves than it is, hey, we're an 11-win team, and we're going to try and win 11 games again this year with five different quarterbacks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.